so you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one of Your Defending Fathers today on this hump day, Wednesday, August 20th, 2025 edition. Got a kick out of watching the Detroit Tigers baseball game last night. Great pitching, complete shutout. Scooble went seven innings, struck out 10. The Houston Astros Michigander, Hunter Brown, he went seven innings as well, shutout. Great defense, great catches, unbelievable. Throw him out at the plate to keep it 0-0. Went into the bottom of the 10th inning, and the relief pitcher for the Astros allowed the bases to be loaded up, and then he walked in the winning run. Torres, our second baseman, took a walk, and Perez came in from third. The Tigers won it 1-0. It was a great game. Totally enjoyed it last night. If you haven't been watching the Tigers, you need to do it. These guys are playing their hearts out. They're leading the Central Division of the American League by a huge number. I believe it's now 9 or 9.5 games over Cleveland. And just phenomenal baseball. Looking forward to the month of September. One of the things that we're looking at is the process. The process of Lansing. We keep talking about it, the budget. Well, one of the things that we're looking at is the situation that's happening. One of the, I believe, biggest things that I'm focusing on this morning is all of the ballot drives, petitions out there being circulated. Well, one of those petition drives, well, it's going to be very interesting whether they continue or not. The House Election Integrity Committee yesterday moved legislation that would ban the state, cities, or townships from using ranked choice voting in elections or anything other than single-choice voting. What is ranked-choice voting? RCV. Well, what it does is it asks voters to rank candidates in an order of preferences, causing tabulation to go through multiple rounds in which a candidate needs to reach a majority of the votes to win. Again, I've used this example. Last year, August primary, Antrim County Clerk's race. Victoria Bishop and four other candidates were running as Republicans to get people to vote for them. Well, instead of marking one name that you support, you would rank them 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Your first choice, your second choice, your third choice, your fourth choice, and your fifth choice. If no one candidate was able to get 50% plus one vote, then they would have to go through another round of tabulations. The person with the least number of votes, the fifth preferred candidate, would be eliminated. Those ballots, those particular ballots would be removed from the second round, and their ballots choices would then be recalculated. If no candidate reaches the majority, then the candidate with the least number of first choice votes would be eliminated. Voters who selected that candidate as their number one first choice then would have their votes counted toward their second choice candidate. The process continues until one candidate receives a majority. Well, the committee chair, Rochelle Smith, Republican of Shelbyville, said that RCV, ranked choice voting, violates the principle of one person, one vote. And it has a former municipal clerk. She's heard from current clerks who said that following the recent changes to the Michigan election law that was made by Proposal 2 of 2022, that it could cause a strain on their election administration process to even implement RCV, would it definitely strain the process. Smith said Michigan neither expressly permits or prohibits its use. But Democrat Stephen Wooden, state representative from Grand Rapids, pointed out that ranked choice voting is effectively prohibited because state law prescribes the time and manner of each election for all offices up and down the ballot in a way that doesn't include ranked choice voting. Wooden asked if House Bill 4707 was a response to the Rank My Vote effort, a group collecting signatures to trigger a ballot initiative asking voters whether they would like ranked choice voting protected by the state constitution. State Representative Smith said, yes, it was, which would make her bill unenforceable should the ballot question be placed on the ballot and it passes. You see, what they're seeking, folks, they're going to come up to you with a clipboard. They're going to have a legal-sized piece of paper on it, a petition. They're going to ask you to sign it. They're going to tell you that they're collecting signatures for RCV, or maybe even say it, ranked choice voting. In the language that's on the petition, that if they collect enough signatures, would put it on our ballot, would amend our state's constitution. By amending the state constitution, you're therefore making this bill and any other bill against ranked choice voting unenforceable. Basically, would be a moot situation at that point. Well, another Democrat, Matt Colazar, asked if it would be easier just to simply let the will of Michigan voters decide by seeing the results of a potential ballot initiative. Well, Smith said, encountering it, it's her job as the chair of the committee for election integrity to put parameters and structures in place that would address the concerns of the election administrators that she has spoken to in her district. If it's concerning to my local township, city, and village clerks who actually run and administer the elections, then I'm sure other clerks in other districts around the state would have the same concerns. In closing, in response to the question, sure. However, we certainly have a job to do. When it comes to elections, and it comes to this committee, we must be proactive. Well, Ann Arbor, East Lansing, Ferndale, Kalamazoo, and Royal Oak have all voted in favor of implementing ranked choice voting. However, the practice cannot be used unless it's allowed by the state through a constitutional amendment. Trent England, co-chair of Stop Ranked Choice Voting, argued that ranked choice voting makes ballot instructions more difficult for voters to understand. It makes ballot design more complicated and asks voters to have more information about each candidate and therefore makes tabulations even more complicated. It sort of demands that the voters have a lot more information, but then a lot more information about the process of ranked choice voting is required so that they don't make a mistake. England brought up, for an example, Alameda County in California back in 2022, where election administrators announced that programming errors led to miscounts in all of their ranked choice elections that were on the ballot. In one school board race, for example, the result even changed once they corrected the algorithm which did the counting of the ballots. In that county, later, the registrar said that if a voter didn't put in a name for their first choice, the ballot wasn't counted at all, even if they voted for their second or third choices. What should have happened, the registrar said, was the second choice should have been counted as their first choice, and the first choice in the first round. It turned out that a couple of months after the election, when some outside academics were doing an analysis, they found the mistakes. By then it was too late, and the people had already been sworn into office. We'll continue wrapping up this story. Final segment of our number one. Today's show, we'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, talking about a bill introduced by the chair of a committee, Elections Integrity, State Representative Rochelle Smith's bill that would ban ranked choice voting from being used statewide here in the state of Michigan. Testifying at the hearing, Jason Sneed, Executive Director of Honest Elections Project, testified that ranked choice voting turns the election into an algorithmic black box. We've known for a long time that the most significant driver for participation is the belief that your one vote will count. The problem with ranked choice voting, after your ballot gets shifted down perhaps to your second or third choice, ultimately you don't know who, in many cases, your vote actually counted for. Very, very interesting. Another bill that the committee took up, House Bill 4736, fills a gap in Michigan's election laws. It proposed that it would allow the county party's executive committee to select a replacement candidate for county commissioner if the candidate already on the ballot who wins the election but dies before being sworn in. Sometimes even dies before the election itself. They've actually had candidates running for office, doing a really good campaign, putting up signs, knocking on doors. They've actually died before the election. Every other elected office in the state of Michigan has a process to allow the county party's executive committee to replace that candidate before the election, except for county commissioners. Allegan County Clerk Bob Janetsky testified that a recent election for county commissioner in his Allegan County faced that same situation. It was then found out at that point there was no procedure under existing election laws to replace that candidate. Very, very interesting. Since county commissioners are elected by districts of the county rather than at large to represent the entire county as other offices, for example, county clerk, county sheriff, county treasurer, register of deeds, drain commissioners, They're all countywide elected officials. County commissioners represent sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 townships. So this bill would actually allow the county party's executive committee to select a replacement candidate from the district so that they could properly represent the people in that district. So good back and forth, good discussions going on, but basically being proactive against this ranked choice voting petition drive. Question is, will the Senate Democrats support it? And would the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, sign it? Or would she and they choose to go down the route of Matt Kolesar's position, the Democrat from Plymouth? Wouldn't this all be easier just to let the people of Michigan voters decide? Put it on the ballot and see how they vote? Absolutely not. This is so complicated. And one last thing you need to know about this. Ranked choice voting procedures, this process, makes it almost impossible to do an audit of the election. Makes recounts almost impossible as well. For you to be able to have to go through and figure out how each ballot was affected based on their choosing, this is my first preference, my second, my third, my fourth, my fifth. Well, the fifth one didn't get that many number one, my first choice selections. So they get kicked off, and the people who voted for that fifth candidate to be their first choice gets added into the other remaining four. Folks, this is insanity. And local clerks would be there for days in some cases to try to figure it out. You think our tabulator machines have a problem simply scanning, tabulating the votes now? What happens when numbers are written down next to candidates' names? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then try to tabulate that and figure out where number 5's votes goes to. Then number 4's votes. Then number 3's votes. This is insanity. It's a bad idea. Do not sign the petition sheet. Thank you, but no thank you. And move on. Hour number 2 today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000.